Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here and welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your daily dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled with a healthy dose of humor because let's face it, life can be pretty wild sometimes. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you hit a ceiling and no matter how hard you try, things just don't seem to budge. Well friends, I'm here to tell you that feeling is totally normal. But the good news is, there's a powerful tool right at your fingertips, self-reflection, that can unlock your potential and help you build that unshakable growth mindset. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle, just like your biceps or your quads. If you want to see real gains, you gotta work it out. And self-reflection is like the weights for your mental gym. It helps you identify your strengths, weaknesses, and those pesky limiting beliefs that are holding you back. So, what exactly are we talking about? Here are five key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery. First up, be honest with yourself. No sugarcoating here, folks. We all have areas where we can improve, but the first step is admitting it. Think about your recent experiences. Were there any decisions you made that didn't go as planned? Any challenges you faced that left you feeling frustrated or defeated? Don't shy away from these moments, they're golden opportunities for growth. By acknowledging our shortcomings, we open ourselves up to learning and evolving. Second, learn from your mistakes. We all make them, it's part of being human. But the real difference lies in how we respond to those stumbles. Instead of letting them define you, see them as valuable lessons. What went wrong? Why did it happen? How can you avoid making the same mistake again? This kind of reflection helps you build resilience and navigate future challenges with more wisdom and confidence. Third, celebrate your wins big and small. It's easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished yet, but taking a moment to appreciate our successes is crucial for maintaining motivation and momentum. Did you finish that project you were dreading? Nail that presentation? Celebrate it. Acknowledge your efforts and give yourself credit where it's due. Remember, every victory, no matter how seemingly insignificant, contributes to your overall growth journey. Now here's the kicker: cultivate curiosity for self-improvement. Never stop learning, exploring, and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Pick up that new book you've been eyeing, take that course you've been thinking about, or simply have a conversation with someone who has a different perspective. Growth comes from embracing challenges and expanding our horizons. Remember, the only limit to how much we can grow is the belief we place on ourselves. And lastly, be patient. Building a growth mindset is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, moments of frustration and doubt. That's all perfectly normal. Just keep showing up for yourself, keep learning, and keep growing. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a challenging project. Deadlines are looming, pressure is mounting, and your mind starts racing with doubts. Ever feel like that? Can I really handle this? What if I fail? Now, if you had that old fixed mindset kicking in, those thoughts would probably spiral out of control, leaving you feeling paralyzed and overwhelmed. But with a growth mindset, you'd approach it differently. You'd say to yourself, this is a chance to learn something new. Even if I don't get it perfect, I can still gain valuable experience. See, that shift in perspective from fearing failure to embracing the learning opportunity, that's the power of self-reflection and a growth mindset. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Self-reflection isn't just about analyzing your past, it's about shaping your future. It's about becoming more aware of your thoughts, beliefs, and actions so you can consciously choose to build a life aligned with your values and aspirations. Remember, growth isn't linear, there will be setbacks and challenges along the way. But by embracing self-reflection as a daily practice, you equip yourself with the tools to navigate those obstacles with resilience, learn from your experiences, and ultimately, unlock your full potential. Ready to take action? I challenge you to dedicate just 10 minutes today to some honest self-reflection. Think about what went well this week, where you could have done better, and what you want to focus on in the days ahead. Share your insights with me. Let's keep the conversation going. And as always, remember to stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it, one day at a time. We got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.